Now, this next story, it's been almost, well, I said 18 months in the story, but this one's almost been 10 years in the making. And it's to do with Moreton Island and Stradbroke Island. Well, I reckon they're the Bay Islands are our unsung heroes in our tourism here in the southeast. Stradbroke and Moreton, they are the standouts. But getting there has always been an issue, hasn't it? The hurdle, especially Moreton Island, going all the way to Pinkenba or Victoria Point to jump on a ferry or a barge to get you across there. If you live on the north side of the river, it's just a punish, isn't it? It's been almost a decade since the Combi Trader from Scarborough to Bulwer was cancelled. That's when the last Combi Trader left. But now a new direct link from Redcliffe to Moreton is about to be re-established. It's called the Redcliffe to Moreton Express, and it's going to begin operating from the end of next month. Moreton Bay Regional Industry and Tourism, they've been the driving force, but behind the wheel will be Lisa and Jim Edwards. They're from Redcliffe's Dolphin Wild Island Cruises. They have resurrected this service. I've got Lisa on the line now. Lisa, hello. It's been almost a decade since Redcliffe had a service to Moreton. What's been the issue?
I think one of the main problems is all the infrastructure where it used to land has gone. So I think the cost to put in the big landing area for a big car ferry would probably be millions of dollars. And I think that's been one of the hurdles, and I think everyone's just been bouncing it around.
And that's the thing, you're not cars, are you?
No, that's right. So I have a vessel, big 22-metre vessel, and I already run eco tours from Scarborough, and I've been operating with eco tours and diving from Scarborough for nearly 30 years. This area is just screaming out for people to be able to get over to the island. So I thought, well, I can't do cars, but I can get people over there. So,
well, talk to me about that demand. I mean, I've sort of said that the islands are our unsung heroes, but
yeah,
they're creating quite a lot of interest.
Well, it's especially for Moreton. Moreton is so beautiful, but you need to have a four-wheel drive to get around it.
Yeah.
And then, so you got to go, for people on the northern side of town, they got to go, over the river and to catch the car ferry. So it is a long drive for people on this side of town and, up the Sunshine Coast. So you either got to have a four-wheel drive or stay at the resort. So what we can do now with this is we can take people over to Bulwer. Now, there is actually little B&Bs at Bulwer. There's a little restaurant. So we can incorporate the other businesses over there. You've also got a taxi on the island, little four-wheel drive taxi. They can come up. We can do things with them. So there's lots of opportunities for people to go over there and then access a different end of the island without having to go all the way into the city and, up out of the river.
Yeah, and that's what I love about this. Now, you're not jumping straight into it, are you? You're kind of dipping your toe into the water.
Yeah. So we're in the wading pool first.
You're just staying in before the break,
We want to, start it off and get the service. Like, we're a small family business. It's my husband and myself.
Mm.
And, we're not the big boys. We can't come in and throw millions of dollars around. We want to service our community because we love this community here. We love living on the peninsula. And, we work with so many different businesses here.
All right, so Sundays,
yep. We'll start Sunday, we'll go over in the morning, come back in the afternoon, and then what we'll do, if it works out, we would like to look at doing Fridays as well in the afternoon, and then people could camp. Bulwer has a camp area, so people could go over there and either stay in a B&B or they could camp in that camp area. So there's lots of different options that we can do with people. But yes, we'll start with the Sunday and then the next day would be the Friday afternoon.
All right, and you leave the Redcliffe jetty. Now, what type of patronage would you need to make it that permanent fixture, to maybe even switch to a Friday or do even more regular services?
We'd like to get, numbers of 20 and 30 on the Sundays. We're not asking for, 100 people every time.
Yeah.
I'm willing to run the operation, at minimals. I don't even, need to make a lot of money on it. I'd like to, I'll run it at minimal, but I've got to cover costs, as you can imagine. We'd like feedback from the community to let us know. We think Friday afternoon would be another good time because, that would give people the weekend over there.
Yeah.
And the people on Moreton Island too, we want to work with those people and say, guys, what's going to be a good day for you? They might come back and say, we want to go off Monday morning. They might come to work somewhere. We don't know, you see. So we need this feedback of people.
All right, well, it all starts next month during the school holidays.
Yes, it will start on Sunday. The first day is Sunday the 24th of September. So we've already got bookings for it. So
good start.
Hope for people on this side of town who sit on the beach at Redcliffe and go into the info centre and say, how do I get there? And people say, well, you have to go all the way into town to do it. Well, now it'll give them a service from here.
The Redcliffe to Moreton Express, Lisa Edwards. Good luck with it, and we'll look forward to that feedback.
Thank you very much, and you have a good day.